your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
As if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead.
From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they need to color after.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone.
From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
Well, we're finally back, Dana.
Yeah, how long has it been?
A little while. So, going over some of the stuff that we watched. The first thing I have listed is that Second Son found footage movie. I don't know if you remember that.
No, maybe if you start talking about it.
Well, I think I think they were British, wasn't? But it's a. Basically, it's about, I don't know, this chick is recording herself, but she's pregnant, but she swears she never had sex with anybody. And it's not too hard to figure out that she's supposedly pregnant, virgin mother and pregnant with the Christ child or some shit. And so
I briefly remember it, but
I thought it was pretty good. It's better than what it could have been. It could have been really, really bad, but I liked it for what it was. But, you know. Then we watched the new transfer of Vampire in Venice or Nosferatu in Venice.
And I think Steve's going to get that.
Yes, I got it on order because I want the documentary about Klaus Kinski's...
what, his escapade?
Well, it's his last... part of his life.
Well, didn't he tell him that he would do that movie, but he wasn't going to wear the Nosferatu makeup again?
Well, when he showed up, he didn't want to.
Yeah.
And then he was quite handsy with some of the women, especially at one, and she's naked a lot.
I think Kinski was like that in every movie he was in, probably.
But yeah, I never watched the whole movie. And I mean, the movie's... And they're like, it's okay, but it's very, very weird as far as, like, the pacing and the story. But the transfer looks really great. And then also, if the documentary is good, then that would... I found it for relatively cheap. I know it's been, like, in the $30 range or more, and I got it for, like, $23. Or something.
I think me and Steve have seen this movie. There's a trailer compilation.
This one's called Rape Squad or Act of Vengeance. Yes, I have it. Man.
Yeah.
Because the guy's got
I remember that mask.
He's got like a hockey mask, kind of. A goalie mask. Before Jason.
But sorry, I was getting distracted.
Yeah, we're watching trailers. Uh-oh.
It may offend people, these things.
Let me see.
Okay.
So Dana didn't watch this, but I watched the. I actually have this too, but watch the Snyder cut of Justice League, which is like 4 hours long.
I remember you watching it, but no, I didn't sit down and watch it.
Oh.
Well, yeah, that's offensive.
But anyway, they decided it was, they filmed it, I guess they're saying it's an IMAX ratio, but I mean, obviously it's not widescreen, and I don't understand that, but whatever. But, I mean, I liked it, and it was tons better than the original cut of Justice League, and I probably will get this on 4K and then get rid of the 4K of that one, because, I mean...
The only thing I had to say about that, I can't really say anything about the movie itself, because I didn't actually sit and see it, but the thing about these four-hour cuts and stuff, I just think it's the director jerking off. Pretty much. I mean, he gets to put everything that he put in that movie back into the movie, and it doesn't matter how freaking long it is. If there's an outlet,
well, I mean, it's not a theatrical film, so I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. But
I guess not. But does that give you an excuse to like put something out that's four freaking hours long?
More, I mean,
because you can.
Yeah, I really don't know why you would need a four-hour movie.
But anyway, that's all.
Anyway. I got some movies. I think it was in the Kino Lorber sale, and got Seven Blood-Stained Roses. It's Orchids. Orchids.
I was going to say I thought it was Orchids.
And got that on Blu-ray. I need to rewatch it because I fell asleep because I'm tired all the time. At least at night I am.
Oh, here's Steve's favorite movie.
Yes, Splatter University.
We did a commentary for that, by the way.
But this Blu-ray looks real decent enough. I know that someone said 88 Films has a better one, or who knows, more special features.
Did you watch that? You must have watched it when I wasn't here.
I don't remember. It's been, unfortunately, it's been on a list. Then I watched Godzilla vs. Kong.
That was pretty good. I did watch.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people watched it at home, and then you know they said they wish they had seen it at the theater, which
yeah. I think it'd be good to see it.
I definitely would want to get the 4K of it so I can enjoy the best version of it. I watched something called Blood Psycho, which I remember now.
Oh, was that Asian movie?
No.
No, it wasn't? Okay.
But I can't remember. I remember that was some chick, it was in a wheelchair, and this guy came, and he was kind of helping her, massaging her and shit, and there's some weird stuff going on. People getting killed. But it was one of those, I don't know if it was a TV film in Italy or what it was.
Oh, I remember it now.
But
yeah, it was kind of weird.
Let's be Squirm.
Don Scardino!
So we got these lights that's got a camera, and we put it around, you know, you put the LED lights around the TV and the camera for those supposed to take the it scans the television screen, and then you're supposed to replicate the colors on the edge. We're doing that now, and I mean, it's not really following anything that, you know, but so the first thing I wanted to put in and watch was Suspiria, and it
so we watched the 4K of
Suspiria. Yeah, 4K of it, and it looked good, and the lights kind of responded, but they're not really 100%, but you know, close enough. I mean, it definitely is pretty cool, especially with a movie like that, which the colors pop anyway, and then they pop off the screen thanks to these LED lights. I think they're called Govee.
Yeah, Govee.
And I'm planning on getting at some point near, probably later in the year, is getting they got some light bars that you can get, and you can kind of put those, put them down on a little, put them below the television, and they'll shoot the same kind of colors on the script, on the wall.
You can get them around your couch and everything. You basically put these lights anywhere.
Yeah. Well, it's the new transfer of Hitcher in the Dark, which definitely looks really good compared to previous versions.
Has a very young Josie Bissette.
Yeah, Josie Bissette, which is like 18 or 19 in it. And she gets naked a bunch. It's a very strange movie because I'm not really sure what the hell you're supposed to get out of.
Didn't you say it was an Italian movie?
Well, this is part of the Italian.
Invade Florida.
Exactly what I was going to say. That's exactly what I was going to say. Invade Florida, because that's, they filmed some like Primal Rage, this movie, Nightmare Beach. I mean, there's.
Steve got me a copy of this track, maybe.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have it, and it came out on Blu-ray from Code Red or somebody. We watched it, but it's been a while.
Yeah, I remember it.
It's funny because it got. Yeah. But Hitcher in the Dark, I mean, it's got this. We find out he's a rich kid who's driving around in an RV and basically just getting women and killing them and stuff.
Well, and he has a mother fixation, like, because his mother left him or something, didn't she?
Yeah.
And he cuts Josie Bassett's hair off.
I mean, it's a very strange, I'm not sure. I've got that, World of Horror, I need to watch that again. But, it's an interesting film. I don't know. But it's like 89 or so, 90, so. So another film I wanted to watch and hadn't watched since we got the new 4K Blu-ray player and big, large TV was Lizard in Woman's Skin, or I think that's I get the two Lizard and Woman confused. The Blu-ray looked, superb, and the lights that we were talking about earlier looked pretty cool as well. So that's the Mondo Macabre Blu-ray. So I watched a few Cat 3 movies.
Those are crazy.
The one that was really crazy, was called Peeping Tom. And it's about this guy who's kind of a nut job, and he likes to rape women and kill them and cut their legs off.
Yeah, that was very bizarre.
And I guess he keeps the legs as trophies. And anyway, he gets fixated on a police woman and does some horrible things to people around her, and it gets really over the top.
Doesn't he have her sisters?
Well, he captures both of them, and the sister is super hot, but she... But, I mean, yeah, I'm not sure if you'll be able to find this one, but if you can, it's pretty crazy. Most of the Cat 3 movies are crazy in some way or the other. The one of the more infamous ones I watched is called The Untold Story, which that was the next movie I watched. And I think it actually came out on Blu-ray recently. And it's what I thought it was. Well, it's got two stories going. You got the killer guy was Anthony Wong, which he's a big actor over in China and Hong Kong. He plays this nut job who kills, he's working in a restaurant and he kills the owner and takes over the restaurant. And, the family the family disappeared, but nobody knows what happened to the family, and they have these cops on here who are mainly comedy, and so you got these really goofy acting cops.
Oh, I do.
And police woman, she's acting goofy, and then you have the other story about this guy who kills people and possibly chops them up and puts them in the food at the restaurant, and at the end is a really over-the-top, crazy scene. And It's insane. Which I've seen a bunch of Cat 3 movies, and I mean, this ranks up there with the crazy ones. All of them are almost crazy. Like I say, Peeping Tom is nuts, and then this one's nuts. There's one called that's Ebola Syndrome.
Is that one of them?
Yeah, and Anthony Wong is in that, and it's basically about the simple thing is he's trying to give he got sexually transmitted Ebola, and he's giving it to everybody else.
Is that? Seriously, that's how he got
it. Yeah, because he's in Africa and he screws this chick and... Or he rapes her, I don't know. It's just a nut movie. That's one of the more nutty movies. So, but... That's a good one. And one of the more recent releases on Blu-ray is called The Fear, which I thought I had seen, but I'd never saw it. But it's... It seems super long.
I don't think it was really quite that long, but it was too long for me because that. It seemed to me that some people were going on and on about this movie being a great movie, and.
Well, I call it, you know what, my title for the movie is called Weekend with Morty. Yeah. Or Weekend at Morty's.
Yeah.
You see this thing at the beginning of the movie. And said Morty effects by, and you go, what the hell is what's Morty? And he's like, supposedly he's a wooden doll, life-size doll, but it's basically a guy in some kind of suit.
It looks like the pen.
When someone took some, like, contact paper of wood grain and put all over it. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Pretty nuts.
And it looks like foam rubber, which it probably is.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it's really strange. But, it looks good. I can give it that. And I know there's a sequel made for that.
Oh, Lord, they made a sequel?
It's like Fear 2 Halloween Night. And I was like, what the hell could that be?
God.
But... I'd be interested to see what the heck it was like, but the next one I watched was what I like to call in Hong Kong I call them the everything in the kitchen sink movies, because it's got almost everything in it. It's called Challenge of the Lady Ninja, and I really think this was a Taiwanese movie, but she comes back home, this lady ninja. And her, I don't even know, there's somebody got killed, her parents or something, and they're fighting against this one dude who's, I guess this is taking place in, I don't know, early 1900s or something, because they're like trying to keep the Japanese from taking over China or whatever.
Oh, it's garbage today.
Yeah. Must be the video trailer. But anyway, it's pretty insane with some of their effects and stuff. But it was a good... I think we had some Lo Mein watching it. So it was a good Sunday. And that brings us up to the more recent release from Dark Force Entertainment of Magdalena, Possessed by the Devil.
I wish Steve's cases.
Oh, yeah, well, they got the case, the slip cover comes, yeah, and it's supposed to glow in the dark, but I just noticed that the glow in the dark film stuff on it was peeling off, so.
And some of it fell off.
Yeah. But the transfer itself is really good, because unfortunately, there's only I've only seen VHS third or fourth generation versions of it, and it definitely didn't look that hot, but this version looked
good. If you want to see a movie that rips off The Exorcist shamelessly while putting an older chick that they can have naked all the time.
Yeah, I mean, and I liked it. I mean, because it's so crazy and ridiculous.
She does have fake boobs.
Well, fake boobs are, I'll live with that. But I recommend it, but I mean, I forgot how many it's limited to. It's pretty limited edition, and you have to get it off their website, or maybe you can get it off Diabolik, I don't know, but anyway, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after we watch more garbage.
But not in my mouth, but down here in my pussy.
She's not well, Mother Cutter. Maybe later.
And we're back.
Hi.
After a month or so of, we did watch some movies. I think we didn't go over these.
What Wrong Turn?
Yeah.
Or Wrong Turn 2021.
Yeah. Which they did honestly, I don't consider this a remake. I don't even know why they used the name Wrong Turn. It really, they could have just named it The Foundation.
It was just okay. I didn't.
I mean, I think it was better than what I would expect. But there are still some. Oh my God! Well, I'm sure that's a fake one. Oh, she's biting it.
Steve's watching this weird German movie.
But yeah, Wrong Turn. I mean, I would check it out, but I don't know about buying it. I rewatched Father's Day, which Dana didn't like, but I just like it for some reason.
I don't understand that movie.
Well,
I don't understand the point of it.
Well, there's not a point to a lot of movies. And then on my YouTube show, somebody was mentioning Ruin Me. And I had not watched it off Shudder, and I watched it, and it was pretty good.
Wasn't that one that had, like, a non-ending?
Not real. I mean, there was an ending, but
I thought I watched that one with you.
No, it's kind of like, for some reason, these people getting together, and they're going on this trip, they're having a slasher.
Oh, yeah. I think
where they go out in the woods.
I think I was in the kitchen doing stuff, but I knew it was on.
I don't know. It was better than I expected it as well. Ooh, Scoop and I.
There's been a lot of stuff. Chopped heads.
And I rewatched the Devil's Nightmare Blu-ray from Mondo Macabre, and it definitely looks great. And I'm not sure about the movie itself is okay, but it's definitely not top of the line Euro horror movie, but it's not too bad. It's got all the tropes.
Well, that's the one where that chick is the devil,
isn't she? She's a succubus thing.
Yeah.
Then watch Mother's Day on Joe Bob Briggs' Last Drive-In with Eli Roth. It's apparently one of his favorite movies.
Can I just say something about Eli Roth real quick? I always could not stand, Eli Roth, but either he's turned over a new leaf or it was because he was on vacation, but I like this Eli Roth. He seemed, not cocky, and he seemed like, yeah, he really had a love for these films, and didn't seem like he was hiding behind Tarantino, and, maybe he's grown up or something.
Well, I mean, definitely with this, and then I haven't watched the full version, or the full version of his, what he's watching, House by the Cemetery, but it kind of sounds like one of us when he talks about him, because he's seen him so many times and
and you can tell he's a fan of him.
Yeah.
I mean, I still don't like the Green Inferno, even though I think Joe Bob likes Green Inferno. I hate Hostel, and I think Darcy likes the Hostel movies. But
then I also watched the following week was Audition on the Last Drive-In, which I hadn't seen in a long time. I was aiming to get the Blu-ray, but the Blu-ray is so expensive here, but in the UK you can get it for a lot cheaper, but the time you had the shipping in, it's more than it would be if I got it here. So, but it was fun watching it again and hearing Joe Bob's breakdown of everything, because And I finally checked out, I bought Starship Troopers. I got a steelbook of the 4K probably over a year ago, and I finally watched it, and it looked great.
I have never ever seen that movie other than seeing the little pieces, bits and pieces when you were watching it.
It's a fun movie.
But did I hear Neil Patrick Harris in it? Okay. Because I thought that's got to be Neil Patrick Harris, but...
And I saw the... Well, you don't watch... You didn't watch... I don't know if you remember on Walking Dead, the black preacher man who showed up.
I think I did.
He was on there.
Really?
Yeah. So... But yeah, and then the pretty much the highlight of recent films that I saw, I started hearing about this movie called The Red Matinee or Red Screening, and it's from Uruguay. And
when did you watch that one?
Last weekend or so. It was
by yourself.
No, you saw some of it.
I'm trying to remember.
It was the one they go into a movie theater and there's a killer loose in the movie theater. And
you said it was kind of like Anguish.
It has some throwbacks to Anguish from 1987, and of course Demons. But I mean, it's more mainly like in Giallos, the color schemes and everything. It's a really not a. I wouldn't say it's great, but just the themes and the way it was made and the music and everything was just kind of cool. So red screening. I would definitely check that out. And one older movie that I never heard of, but I would not want to watch again. It's called Blood Screams.
Did I watch that?
No, I got it on DVD over there. It's got Russ Talman in it.
Trying to think who that is.
He was that doctor on Twin Peaks.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
And he's not in it a lot, but it's just a weird movie where this girl goes somewhere and ends up in this strange town, and I don't know, there's a curse or something. I can't remember it now, but it's just lame, really. And then there's one I like fake documentaries, and this is like a fake found footage movie, of course, but it's called The Frankenstein Theory. And basically this guy has, you know, he has these documents that say that, you know, Frankenstein, the book is based on real events, and they go looking for the creature in Canada, up way up north near the, I guess, the just below the North Pole and stuff. It's pretty, I liked it. It's on Amazon Prime, and I watched it a long time ago, but this is a recent. And then I did a screening on Von Live, and we watched Nightmare in a Damaged Brain.
Yeah, I watched that one.
And Emmanuel and the Last Cannibals.
I did not watch that one.
Both of them are interesting and fun in their own way, but...
I really like Nightmare in a Damaged Brain. I don't know why I like such a... It's such a bizarre movie, but it's interesting. And... That was the one that Code Red put out.
Code Red, yeah.
And they had the interview, but there were no subtitles or anything.
Well, somebody on Cinemageddon made subtitles for it and released it on there.
But old Bill Olson,
he probably just lifted it from there.
He came up with some lame excuse, though.
How am I supposed to get somebody? It's like, well, dude, don't put fucking an interview on there that no one can... understand.
Except people that speak that language.
That's what you, but what
that's if, what you get with Bill Olson, just
nonsense. Yeah. So, and then just out of the blue, I just picked a movie to watch. It's called Raped by an Angel 3.
What a title.
Yeah. And there's like four of these movies. Four or five movies. Raped, and then it's
but to me, Raped and Angel do not fit together at all.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a Cat 3 movie, but this is like a late one, like a 98, and they made like two of these in 98, I think, and then they made one in 2000. It's just crazy, it's just so inappropriate, and. This one's got a little bit different story than the first one. I don't know if I've watched the second one, but this one, this
major guy is trying to get this position, and I don't know, I guess it's a city kind of job or something, and everybody is, some ladies are coming out, or at least one lady is coming out saying he raped her, and he may or may not done it, and you know, they, and it is very outlandish. But and then I watched this other movie on Shudder called Violation, which it's like,
I watched that
almost
either,
I think it's either an hour and 45 minutes or something crazy, but it's just basically it's about this girl, two sisters, one's got a married and one's got a boyfriend, and they come back, and then the one with the boyfriend,
yeah, I remember this
is friends
one
with her husband since childhood. And anyway, they get a little drunk and they kiss, and she says, "Hey, that's." But then she wakes up by the fire and he's fucking her. And then, but he thinks it's consensual and she doesn't. And it goes. There's some revenge in it, but then there's. They're acting like there's a revenge on the other sister, but there's really nothing. I don't know what that was about, but it goes on for a long time.
Sisters weren't getting along.
No, but I don't know. I watched it because I thought, well, fuck, I watched 20 minutes of it. I gotta watch the rest. But
didn't it completely derail by the end of it?
I don't know what to make of the movie. I understand the revenge part, but I don't understand the little bit near the after that, but whatever. So I got this movie, it's a Kung Fu ancient Chinese action called Dynasty. It's a Blu-ray. It came out from Kino Lorbra, and it was released at theaters in 3D. And so I got the 3D disc and watched it. And I mean, the 3D is, sometimes it's, the depth of it looks really good, but then there's a little, some ghosting and, but, you know, I don't know. It kind of messes your eyes up when you're trying to pay attention to it all. But I don't know about that. I mean, it's $20 right now, which is not too bad.
I think Steve had a headache.
Well, I mean, it was feeling like a headache was going to come on for sure. Because I could throw on some other. Of course, they had to redo the 3D. It has the red and blue glasses, but I ain't about to wear those.
You will get a headache if you do that.
Then I also, speaking of 4Ks I've had for a long time, I finally watched the 4K of Fifth Element.
Yeah, I think I got Steve the Fifth Element when we got our 4K TV.
Right. And obviously this looks incredible. It sounds great. It's just a real fun movie. And it's also fun to watch, especially sci-fi and horror from different countries. It feels different, but, you know, this is a French director, Luc Besson, who's directed a lot of great action movies like The Professional and La Femme Nikita and some other things. And some other science fiction movies as well, but I think this is his best science fiction movie.
I was busy, so I didn't actually get to sit down and watch it, but I'd like to actually sit down and watch it sometime.
It's back there, but I mean, it's a fun movie. It's hard to believe that it was made in 97, because, I mean, everything pretty much, there's really, I don't think the special effects look too dated. And because it's just mainly their interpretation is more fantasy-driven, and it looks like paintings. I mean, it looks like artwork compared to some of the stuff. It's not trying to be too realistic, but, you know, that's just, like I say, you know, with French horror and everything. Everything's kind of a little bit, obviously it's foreign, but it's just different than any other type of science fiction and horror movies.
I mean, a little distracted by this movie, because that woman is completely shaved.
Yeah, I know. Well, when she was laying down, you could see the slot.
Oh,
pretty good.
But we're getting into other territories.
But also watched, last night I watched a movie called The Warning. It's a found footage movie from 2012.
I think it may have still been on whenever I came to bed.
No, it went off by then. I turned on something else. But
oh, okay.
It, I don't know. A baby disappeared in this hospital, and the nurse jumped out the window. And they're trying to find the baby and then figure out what's going on. And the hospital's closing down, so it doesn't have a lot of people in it. And everybody disappeared. 12 people disappeared, and they introduce all these characters that, and they say, hey, missing person. And it's about some kind of demon trying to take over the babies. And that nurse was trying to prevent the demon from getting a hold of the baby, but, you know. It's not too bad, but it was just, and luckily it was short. I mean, under like 70 minutes or so, so not very long at all.
Do we want to talk about part of Joe Bob?
What part?
Well, because I watched the first movie.
You can talk about it.
Okay. Okay. I did watch the first movie that Joe Bob had on the show last night, which was Ginger Snaps, which, believe it or not, was a movie that I had never watched before. But I actually enjoyed it. I thought it was a pretty decent werewolf movie. And it had, I know it had nods to American Werewolf in London, but there was another movie, too, that they had nods to, and I can't remember right now. I'll have to go back and see. But the second movie I didn't watch, Fried Berry.
Mm.
And I don't know. I just don't think that's going to be a movie that I'm going to like, but I may give it a try here later on.
I mean, I've seen all the... They made three of them, of the Ginger Snap movies.
Yeah, but I had never watched any of them.
The second one is a sequel, and the third one is like a prequel to, like, it takes place in, like, the 1800s or something.
And
they're different characters.
I don't think Joe Bob and them like that one, but I think the first two,
Darcy Larkin. I don't know about the second one, but, I mean, whatever.
Joe Bob was just confused by the title.
Yeah, well. Did I just watch a movie when I got home? Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, but I'm trying to remember what you watched. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it is awful. Oh, well. Anyway.
Was it the... thing that was like Adam
Chaplin? No. I just started a bunch of movies and never picked one, but I thought I fast forward something until he got to the end, but unfortunately, my memory is just
brain's getting bad, too.
Not that good. And we're watching, it's called Without Reason or something like that. No Reason.
No Reason, I think.
And it's from that Olaf who did Burning Moon and stuff in Germany.
Oh, he's the one who did that Burning Moon? Okay, and, that's why that's so crazy.
Pure Moto or whatever, The Fallen Angel, which is a goofy, fun, kind of Evil Dead-ish kind of movie. Over-the-top gore and stuff. This one's too serious to enjoy. It's more like some kind of... I don't even know what you would call it.
I don't know why this woman has to be naked the whole time.
Well, it doesn't really matter. She's not attractive.
But she's talking about getting her child back.
Well, like they're saying, she's it's all in her head. So.
Is she in a coma?
She killed 7 people, Dana.
Oh, wow.
But anyway. So I might get my vinegar syndrome. It spent a week the setting in Connecticut, then it finally moved to New Jersey, which I don't understand, but whatever. Maybe I'll get it this week. I don't know. That one dude looks like a young Romero without the glasses. That guy, don't he?
Yeah, kind of.
Without a beard, too.
They said they were going to commit her to the crazy house.
She kind of looks like a meth addict. Oh, speaking.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck she's going to shoot up.
Maybe.
Well, anywho.
So I watched The Sailor. The Kevin Tenney movie.
Todd, we're both losing
it. I found it online, and because I said, well, you know, I gotta wait another week, and so I watched it. Now, it's an okay movie, but I could do without it on Blu-ray. But you know, I never heard of it, and
I was thinking I had seen it years ago. Of course, it wasn't the end.
It's kind of like takes place in the, I don't even know, it's out in Texas or some part in the Southwest. And there's some kind of Native American had created created some beast to kill white people, and they've chained it up in this cellar in this sinkhole that they can get out of. So it's just kind of
And Lou Perryman's on there from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
I mean, and there's a kid who's smart and...
But he's sort of annoying, too.
A little, but not a... I mean, I don't know. But anyway, it's okay, but it's definitely a B movie, which ain't... That's not... But, I mean...
Is she gonna shoot that kid?
Maybe.
This movie's so good. Yeah. Sorry, I get distracted.
But, anyway... The transfer looks good and stuff, so... I know he said that Kevin Tenney said there was stuff missing from the, wow, guess not, Dana, was missing from it, but, I couldn't tell, I mean, I don't know, and I couldn't see anything extra gory, but anyway, and I'm waiting for All American Murder, that's the other Blu-ray I bought,
yeah,
that one I've seen many times, and so I'm literally looking forward to it.
How I missed that movie.
It was on the old Joe Bob's Drive-In on the movie channel a few times. Well, at least once. That's where I saw it the first time.
And it's got Chris.
I don't have an answer for that.
Thank you. So, but hopefully we'll get done with another one before the end of summer. So, but we'll see.
Yeah, maybe when things calm down around here, I can get Steve to do another commentary or something. But
we'll see. But later, peace out. Boobies.